I should add that yesterday afternoon he attacked a gas station attendant and beat the man rather badly. His operation is scheduled for tomorrow, and we have persuaded the police to release him in our custody. But he is still, technically, awaiting arraignment on charges of assault and battery. The room was silent as she turned and went to bring in Benson. Benson was just outside the doors to the amphitheater, sitting in his wheelchair, wearing the blue and white striped bathrobe the hospital issued to its patients. When Janet Ross appeared, he smiled. "Hello, Dr. Ross."
"Hello, Harry,"
she smiled back.
"How do you feel?"
Of course, she could see clearly how he felt. Benson was nervous and threatened. There was sweat on his upper lip, his shoulders were drawn in, his hands clenched together in his lap.
"I feel fine," he said. "Just fine."
Behind Benson was Morris, pushing the wheelchair, and a cop. She said to Morris,
"Does he come in with us?"
Before Morris could answer, Benson said lightly,
"He goes anywhere I go."
The cop nodded and looked embarrassed.
"All right," she said.
She opened the doors, and Morris wheeled Benson into the amphitheater, over to Ellis. Ellis came forward to shake Benson's hand. "Mr. Benson, good to see you."
"Dr. Ellis?"
Morris turned the wheelchair around so Benson was facing the amphitheater audience. Ross sat to one side and glanced at the cop, who remained by the door, trying to look inconspicuous. Ellis stood alongside Benson, who was looking at a wall of frosted glass, against which a dozen X-rays had been clipped. He seemed to realize that they were his own skull films. Ellis noticed and turned off the light behind the frosted glass. The X-rays became opaquely black. "We've asked you to come here," Ellis said, "to answer some questions for these doctors." He gestured to the men sitting in the semicircular tiers. "They don't make you nervous, do they?" Ellis asked it easily. Ross frowned. She had attended hundreds of grand rounds in her life, and the patients were invariably asked if the doctors peering down at them made them nervous. In answer to a direct question, the patients always denied nervousness.
"Sure they make me nervous," Benson said. "They'd make anybody nervous."
Ross suppressed a smile. "Good for you," she thought. Then Benson said,
"What if you were a machine and I brought you in front of a bunch of computer experts who were trying to decide what was wrong with you and how to fix it? How would you feel?"
Ellis was flustered. He ran his hands through his thinning hair and glanced at Ross, and she shook her head fractionally, "No." This was the wrong place to explore Benson's psychopathology.
"I'd be nervous, too," Ellis said.
"Well, then," Benson said. "You see?"
Ellis swallowed. "He's being deliberately irritating," Ross thought. "Don't take the bait."
"But, of course," Ellis said, "I'm not a machine, am I?"
Ross winced.
"That depends," Benson said.